This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Today is Election Day. Voters in Colorado Springs are choosing their new mayor. As of this morning, 32% of registered voters in the city have returned their ballots. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
It's Election Day in the runoff race between Yemi Mobolade and Wayne Williams. The last runoff election for an open seat came 8 years ago when 39% of ballots were cast. Voters must return a ballot to have a say, regardless of whether they participated in April's general election. Ballots are due in a drop box by 7 p.m. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Senator Michael Bennett has partnered with House colleagues to introduce a bill meant to help reduce premature births. The Preemie Act would renew programs aimed at understanding the cause of preterm births and improve infant health outcomes. The rate of premature births has increased by 4% since 2020. In Colorado, 117 babies are born prematurely in an average week. Cherry Creek State Park has suffered heavy damage due to the constant rain the past few days. The main road is closed after a section was washed out. Meanwhile, boat ramps to the lake remain closed. Park officials worry that the lake could rise an additional 4 feet, with more rain likely later this week. A man once charged with murder and the presumed death of his missing wife is suing prosecutors and investigators in Fremont County for $15 million. He's accusing them of violating his constitutional rights. In an interview with Good Morning America, Barry Morphew said authorities have been wrong to focus on him as the person responsible for the death of Suzanne Morphew. She disappeared 3 years ago on Mother's Day. Barry Morphew said authorities got, quote, tunnel vision and needed to look somewhere else. This is CPR News and KRCC. Rain is indeed expected along the Front Range later this week.